first off, let's talk about the experience in Dallas. Did you have a good time while you were there?
Yeah, I had a good time. I rested up, you know, shot about 25 shots and came back home. You know, it was fun. It's an honor to be out there, and I had a good time, and it was a great experience.
I'm sure you'd like to have fared better in the three-point contest. Talk me through it.
You know, sometimes it happens like that. I think I got a little out of rhythm when I figured out that my foot was on the line, but, you know, it's going to happen like that. And I think, the big point of that whole thing was that, you know, I think for me, I just want to play on Sunday. And I don't know what I got to do or how I'm going to get there, but that's what I want to do for now. So, I got a whole new determination. So everything happens for a reason.
Let's talk about the second half starting. You guys are back at it today, and how did practice go? Did the guys collectively have the wind underneath their wings?
Yeah, I mean, of course, you're going to have a little rust underneath the wings, you know what I'm saying? It's like starting up an old car, but once it's going, it goes, you can drive it around the country. But for us, you know, we just want to get out and run, make sure we got our legs underneath us. I think everybody is taking this next quarter of the season pretty serious, and, you know, we're going to play pretty good, man. You know, hopefully we could get to that 50-win mark.
Let's talk about Memphis, a good young team. They've really come on late in the first half. Your thoughts on them? The last time you played them, they gave you guys all they could handle.
You know, I think mentally we just weren't in that last game. I think this, you know, they're an extremely physical team. They got, you know, perennial all-stars like, you know, Zach Randolph. And, you know, they got a lot of young talent. And they play hard. I think for us, we just need to focus on what we need to do and getting out there and running and playing together and continuing to play before we played that Portland game.
You're chanting after that, you got Dallas, Dirk Nowitzki, and that group, your thoughts on there?
You know, I mean, the rest of our schedule, nothing's going to be easy. You know, there's no cakewalk in the NBA. It doesn't matter what team or what schedule they have. And now with the addition of, you know, Caron Bell and Brendan Haywood, you know, they're a different team. They're going to be a lot more energized, especially on us playing a back-to-back. So what we have to do is just worry about us, make sure we take care of Memphis, and worry about Dallas when we have Dallas.
Channing, it seems like there's reports that the teams are starting to up the ante, possibly, to get Amari. Your thoughts and if he should be traded?
Hey, that's none of my business. I'm just a player, man. You know, I was, traded at one time or another. It's just part of the business. You know, I love playing with Amari, but, hey, that's not my job. My job is to come out here and play and be professional and, you know, whatever happens, happens. But you got to ask Steve Kerr about all that kind of stuff.
One player mentioned in a possible deal is J.J. Hickson of Cleveland and Jonas Valanciunas. Your thoughts on what J.J. Hickson could possibly bring to the extent of the victim?
You know, I mean, I could say what would Wilt Chamberlain possibly bring to the team?